Hi, I'm Kelly Rutherford, and I played Lily Vanderwoodson on Gossip Girl.
Welcome back, listeners, to your one and only source into all things Gossip Girl. You know you'll love it. XOXO. Welcome to XOXO, everybody. Do I have a special guest for you today? Someone who is so lovely, so timeless, and that I respect dearly. It is the amazing Kelly Rutherford, also known as Lily Vanderwoodson. I always remember Kelly as this great leader and this amazing role model on set. Most of us were technically over 18, but we were still so young, and this was like a whole new world for a lot of us. And Kelly was established in her career and starting a family, and she brought this energy and this calmness and this professionalism that we could all look up to. Back then, she had a tiny little baby and was still coming to work and killing it and making it happen. And now with me being a new mom and having my little baby girl, my stepdaughter, I'm just starting to see how hard that actually is to do. And I'm even more blown away by her. Sometimes when I'm like a little stressed or trying to juggle all these things, I just stop and think, what would Kelly do? I probably wouldn't take parenting advice from Lily Vanderwoodson, but Kelly Rutherford, 100%. I promise this conversation won't be all mom stuff. We will talk about the casting and the chemistry on set and all of Lily's husbands. I mean, come on, we're not regular moms. We're cool moms, okay? Here's the iconic Kelly Rutherford.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
I was going to say, I don't know how it's possible, but I do because it's you. You still look fashionable with your glasses on the size of a screen this small.
Oh my God. Well, you do too. Look at you. You look so gorgeous in this studio.
It's a home
Wherever
studio.
Is it a home studio? You look gorgeous.
Thank you. I'm now a working mom like you. So I was like, if I can do it from home and we can make it where I can like still be with my baby, then let's do that. So,
perfect.
Yeah. I have like so many questions about that because it's like a whole thing, hey?
Yeah.
But it's the best thing. I mean, the best thing being a mom, but like to be able to do what you love with your babies that you love is like the biggest blessing in the whole world.
Yes, it is. It's the perfect balance.
I remember you being pregnant when we were working together. Until you have a baby, I feel like you don't really, it never crossed my mind when we were on set and stuff. Like you could have been super sick or super nauseous or really tired, but you always had a smile on your face and was always glowing. Did you have a good pregnancy?
Yes. Well, Hermes was 6 months old when we started. And then Helena was almost 2 years apart. So I was pregnant while we were filming. I gave birth during hiatus. I came back and I was breastfeeding. I was, you know, there's nothing like being in the middle of a scene and your boobs like fill up with milk and you're like,
I gotta go.
You know, like weird stuff like that. You're
yeah.
just like, okay, something that you can't really like say to everyone, but you're like, okay, this is really awkward. This is this is like what women go, you know, deal with. But it's cool.
But you always did it in a way, obviously, like that's what I'm saying. I didn't even ever know. You'd be like, okay, I gotta run to my dressing room quick.
Yeah, I think we figure it out. You know, I think we're so excited to be new moms and to also be working on something that we love. For me, it was such a beautiful experience because I felt super supported having kids and being a mom and then going to work and playing a mom and being around all of you who were just, you know, at least again, seemed to be really enjoying the ride of the show. And it was just the experience, I guess, as a new mom for me was so extraordinary because everyone was so respectful and loving and fun.
Yeah. And to be in New York too.
Oh God.
Which is also so super cool for your kids.
Super cool.
I also think it's so fitting that you're in Monaco. Like you're just super.
I'm in Geneva, actually.
Oh, you are. Okay.
We were in Monaco, and then we just flew over to see some friends in Geneva.
Well, so even more so. Just like traveling, looking fabulous, being a mom, doing all the things. It's awesome.
It's fun.
I actually had David Rappaport on, and he was telling me that for your audition, he remembered you coming in with a stroller and having someone like hold the baby while you went and auditioned. How was that? I haven't actually had to do that yet because I just wrapped the Orville and now I'm doing this. So I haven't had to really like do auditions. I'm reading scripts and things like that. But how is that trying to get into a character when your main priority is your little babe?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think like most moms, you wing it a lot of the time and you're in the moment and you balance, okay, how can I, you know, make sure the kids are good and they're happy and taken care of, and then, and I'm able to do what I need to do. And so I think, and we don't always win with that, but we, for the most part, I think if that's our intention, you know, it's easier, you know what I mean? And again, like, I don't think anyone, I think we put really much higher expectations on ourselves than other people put on us.
Right.
like I think we expect to be able to do it all and know how to do it all. And I think the more sort of honest we are in that, you know, we're figuring it out. You know, you have a newborn baby, but you're a newborn mom. I mean,
totally.
Nobody told you how to be a mom.
And as much as you read or get advice, I mean, it's always nice to talk to people who've been through it.
Yes.
But it is all kind of, you're learning as you go.
You are. And each child is different. I mean, how my daughter likes to be engaged with is very different than my son. I mean, everyone, you know, so even as you'll know, if you have more, they come in with their own purpose.
Their own agenda.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So he was saying that you came and auditioned for that. At the time, I know there was a moment where they were not going to shoot in New York. They were going to maybe try to do LA. But then I think Josh and Stephanie really knew that New York had to be a part of it because it basically is a character in the show. So when you auditioned, did you know potentially you would be moving to New York, or was that up in the air?
I had an idea. So they mentioned that as well. So we, you know, I talked about that with my husband at the time and considered all of that with, you know, having a new baby. But we were kind of excited about the idea of working. And, you know, as we all know, you never know. It could go, you do a pilot, it could not get picked up. It could go like it did for 6 seasons. It could go for,
right.
So I think the idea of, and I've always loved New York, and I love the idea of this being, I thought it would be best for it to be in New York anyway, personally.
Me,
you know, not,
me too.
Not that they were asking, but I definitely thought it would be better.
Yeah. I don't think the show would have worked the way it did if it wasn't shot there, because it's just, it brings such a vibe to it. And again, I think might have been a real brief conversation. I just remember thinking, wow, what kind of show would that have been filming in a studio in LA? You know what I mean?
Not the same, because it became a character, as you know. It was such a character in the show.
So when you read the breakdown of Lily, at that point, did you know, was Blake signed on to be Serena yet?
I think so. I think she was. I think Matt was cast at that point.
Rufus.
Think Blake was cast. Rufus. I think a few people had already been, or most even maybe, I don't know, had been cast. And they had talked about the character, you know, in different ways. And I just had a very clear idea of how I felt it should be. But again, it was just my take on it.
Well, I think you killed it, knocked it out of the park, and you brought such a, I mean, there was a lot of things Lily had going on. And now again, as a mom, and I don't mean to keep going back to that, but you really look at life in another lens once you have a baby.
Totally.
And I mean, you had, you know, you wanted to keep Serena on track. You surprised about Eric coming out. You had different relationships and husbands going on, and just managing being a mom of the day-to-day things.
It helped though. It worked together. I think being a new mom and then going and playing a mom really worked together. The timing of it was really, and I think the relationship with Ed was really interesting. And, you know, my parents had been divorced, so I understood stepkids.
Right.
And, you know, even just having been the kid in the situation, understanding sort of the dynamics at play that we were dealing with.
Lily had 5 husbands, precisely. were you team Rufus, team Bart, or team William?
Gosh, well, William wasn't even in there very much. It was sort of like, you know, we explored it, but I don't think it was as sort of explored as Bart and Rufus. And I really liked both because it really shows you, and when obviously what I loved about the character and what they wrote for the adults on the show, the grownups, was adults, but you know what I mean, grown-ups, is that, you know, we didn't have it all figured out either.
Right.
We didn't always know what to do either. And I think that was part of the beauty of what made our storylines interesting as well, is that, you know, there's a part of all of us that would want to be with Rufus and want to be with Bart. And so, you know, they were such interesting characters in themselves. So And at different times in your life, one makes sense and maybe another one would make sense, right? Like as you grow and you change. And obviously, if Rufus and I were meant to be together when we were young, we would have been. But there were things that came along. And I think there are always those people that you wonder.
Yeah.
You're like, God, there's so much what here. If? There's so much, yeah, that we're alike and we relate to each other and there's so much there. So what is it? Why can't we get it together? And then we end up marrying someone that you would never think. Right.
That came out of nowhere.
You'd marry.
Right.
And it's great.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you realize that that's life. And I think the older you get in particular, it helps in our work and what we do is that you don't judge things the way you used to. You go with the fact that things don't always make sense and that doesn't make people bad people.
Absolutely not. And I think you hit it right on the nose. Like, I think somewhere in life, you think your parents should have it all figured out or they do. And then you get to an age where I'm like, oh my gosh, my mom was still figuring stuff out. Even though she was the best mom and awesome, there was a lot going on too. You know, my parents got divorced when I was in high school. I would have never known that it was as difficult as it maybe was. Because even if it's people are ready to be apart and get divorced and it might be the best thing for the relationship, it's still not an easy thing. You're wrapping up a chapter, mm-hmm. especially when there's kids and stuff. So I think too, when we look up to your parents, you guys are such legends in our eyes and you guys do things that we think you have like, you just got it all figured out and you guys wear that hat and do it so well. And then I think as we get older and see like, oh, they were figuring things out, but that's just what you do for your kids. You make them think we're going to be fine because we are going to be fine.
Yeah. And then I think parents do their best to see that that's possible, you know, but I always tell my kids, look, I'm open to suggestions because I think it helps to get feedback as a parent too, when they're able to, because we don't always know. We're going based on what we knew as in our, how it worked with our parents right. and so on and so forth. So, but yeah. You just realize the humor in it all, you know, it's all the family dynamics. There's a lot of humor there.
I was like going back and reflecting on when Lily was with Bart, you were on the Upper East Side at a lunch with him. And the way the music was and the way the camera angle was coming in on you, I'm just going to play it because I really felt for your character for a minute in this moment about kind of all the emotions she was going through of figuring out, should I be with this man? And you're just such a phenomenal actor. Like, I remember, like, I kind of felt like goosebumps for a minute. Like, oh my God, is she sad? Is she going to go through with this? What is she doing? So let me just play this for you.
I'm watching Lily Vanderwoodson. At a restaurant on the Upper East Side and kind of taking in what her life's going to be with Bart Bass. And it just kind of shows you that money and all of that can't buy you happiness, that she's actually like, wait, this is not what I want. Yeah, she looks sad.
That was a real true moment of, I think, people before they're going to get married, some people do a checklist through their mind. Do you remember that scene? He like got up to take a business call. And you kind of are just like, you can tell you just went somewhere else. And we're like, I don't know if I want this.
Well, that's the thing, though. You know, I think to realize that no matter who you're going to marry, there's going to be stuff, right? So if you marry Rufus, you're going to have this stuff. If you marry Bart, you're going to have this stuff. Right. So it's like choosing what stuff you want to deal with. And I think that the humanity in that is so beautiful is when you realize, regardless of who I'm with, I'm going to have to find my way. And find my own happiness and my own joy and allow them to really be who they are and who they're showing themselves to be, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that moment probably was a lot about, okay, this is who I'm marrying. This is what this set of things are going to be with this person.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Your storylines, and you were on the whole time the show was on, so you worked with everyone. Who did you have you had good chemistry with everyone because you're just a great actor. And it was just well cast across the board. I was telling David Rappaport, I mean, you couldn't have gotten everyone they did hit and brought it and made it so colorful and so wonderful and the chemistry with everyone because everyone had something with someone. So I was like, it's so funny that not everyone had chemistry reads in the very beginning, the way it all went. Everyone dated. Everyone had some sort of a relationship with each other. So who did you enjoy when you look back? Who did you laugh with the most?
Well, David's incredible. I mean, David was super young. I mean, I remember going in and reading in a small office in Studio City. I mean, it was like, and he was so lovely. He has such a wonderful way about him. And I'm sure that's part of why he's so good at what he does.
Yes. David's the casting director, for those of you that don't know. He cast the pilot of Gossip Girl.
And anyway, but in terms of working, Caroline and I still are good friends. I mean, Matthew and I, Rufus still, Caroline, who played my mother, Cece.
Cece.
You know, I loved the dynamic with Ed and I in terms of our dynamic as actors.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? I obviously adore him as well.
Chuck Bass.
Chuck, Charles.
I know.
And I, you know, the thing is, I mean, I really enjoyed working with everyone, to be honest with you. Again, thankful to Josh and Stephanie and to David for casting everyone. But I mean, they literally cast my mother, and her birthday's one day after my mother. And my grandmother's Danish and she's from Sweden. Like, you know, they couldn't have cast someone more. You know, that's what I mean. It was just, there was something so aligned about it at the time. So I enjoyed working with everyone. I enjoyed working with Blake. I love her character and our dynamic. I love,
Your dynamic with, Lily and Serena was, it was a really cool, beautiful thing. And you kind of watched it grow, you know, throughout the seasons. And your wardrobes. I mean, it was beautiful and so sick.
So fun.
Love the wardrobe?
I did. I love Eric. He was just the coolest guy because, you'd have these rack of clothes and you come in, you know, and just have the best choices to choose from. And he was always so great and allowed us all our process, which, you know, is such a gift. And he was so generous because, you know, I'm sure he very much had his own ideas, but he always, at least what I remember the most, is he always gave us space to sort of create what we felt comfortable in, you know, given that rack of clothes. He sort of said, here's your playground. Now, you know.
Let's build this.
Yeah.
He was awesome. And I also think Lily, she may have had like low-key the best style. I mean, some of the stuff is, all of it, but I'm saying when you look across the board, because some were more, a little bit more flashy than others, I'm like watching and I'm like, holy crap. Lily is just like a little fashionista.
Yeah, I loved that. Well, you can't, how are you going to do a character on the Upper East Side in New York and not have her be dressed in, you know, it's like an actor's dream, you know,
God.
Or at least for me, my acting dream, you know, to be able to, and I've always loved fashion. And so for me, it was so fun.
Yeah, so awesome. I was just talking to a friend about how I said it was so funny because when you do a pilot, and then it gets picked up. You don't know if it's going to go one season or five. You don't know if it's going to just scoot on by and get the viewers you need to stay on, or if it's going to be a huge hit across the world. And not just with teens. It hit all different ages. It hit the fashion world. It hit the music scene. It just really hit all the colors, all the things. When did you kind of know it was special?
Gosh, I don't know if there was like a moment that it dawned on me. Really, I was probably so busy breastfeeding and taking care of kids and just going to work. Honestly, I was just like, so happy that you guys went to do the upfronts that I didn't have. I was like, oh my God, the kids get to do all the press and I can be a mom and just go what I love and act on the show. And I was just, honestly, I was just so happy to have a role that I loved and to be able to balance that with being a mom that... Honestly, the whole thing was such a joy for me to do. And I was just so thankful that people responded the way they did to what we were doing. And Josh and Stephanie were incredible. I mean, the casting that they did, the way the show was written, all the writers, Josh, everyone, you know, did such a beautiful job. And you know, I think we obviously realized when we got picked up after the first season and people were, you know, we were working in New York City. So obviously working in the streets of New York, you get instant feedback based on the fans being there and knowing what we're doing. And, you know, you felt the momentum of it for sure. You know, you started to feel, and you guys, you know, all the, were doing great press and the fact that the network was supporting it in such a way, that's always such a good thing when you know they're like behind it and doing their best, you know?
For sure. And it was just, I remember there's just like billboards of everyone everywhere. And then when they had to like match us, remember we all had to have security guards just to walk from the trailers to set? I was like, wait, what's going on?
And they're like, we're good.
I think we're okay. Good. And then you turn the corner and there's just thousands of screaming girls.
It
was nuts.
It was so fun. So fun.
What was your feeling when it was coming to an end? Were you ready for it to end? Did you like the way it was ending? It's kind of a bittersweet thing, isn't it?
Always. I think it always is, particularly if you really love the people you're working with and love the show. It's always that way. And I always wondered, and maybe you can ask Josh and Stephanie, I don't know if you talked to them yet, but why? Because we were all under contract for, I think, 7 years. And I'm sure everyone else was. So why they stopped it short of that period right. of time because it wasn't much longer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they had other things maybe that they wanted to produce or something, but because it was so already successful, why yeah. not go finish up everyone's term and then say, okay, rather than try to renegotiate this thing, let's tie it up and say it was great. But it was super, super, it was both, you know, I mean, I think you trust the timing of things. Of mm-hmm. course, I would have loved for it to keep going because I really enjoyed it, but it's also kind of nice to explore other things at some point, you know?
Yeah.
But I loved it. I would have loved for it to continue.
Okay. I want to play a little game with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say some quotes from some of the characters, and then you got to guess okay. who said it. Okay. Raise your hand if you're over 30 and acting really weird right now.
You? Was that you?
No.
Your character?
It wasn't, but let's play it.
Raise your hand if you're over 30 and acting really weird right now.
Dan.
Was it Nate? Oh, Dan.
Dan,
oh
my God. Yes. Okay. It was at the Thanksgiving, Humphrey Thanksgiving table.
Okay.
And Allison was there and you and Rufus. I think you didn't know Allison
yeah.
was going to be there.
Classic.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Oh my God. I'm going to fail this. I just
no.
know it. Okay.
You got this.
Okay.
The idea of unconditional love is as quaint as a tooth fairy or environmentally friendly dry cleaning.
I mean, Ed wouldn't say that. Would he? No, Blair. I would say Blair or Ed, but I don't know. Blair or Chuck, but...
Okay, let's play it.
The idea of unconditional love is as quaint as the tooth fairy or environmentally friendly dry cleaning.
Okay, so it was
what he did with that voice too, hey? Chuck's voice.
Oh, so sexy, so adorable.
So adorable. Okay, you know my mom... If it's not broke, break it.
Connor? Was it Connor's character?
You know my mom. If it's not broke, break it.
My God,
Serena.
Who is that? Oh, Serena. Okay, yeah. That was one of my kids for sure. It definitely said about me. So I didn't know. Okay.
So that was it with that game. And it just brought me back. I was like watching. I'm like, this would be fun to just kind of go and see. And it was funny because a lot of the ones we picked, I even said it. Vanessa did and I got them wrong. So.
Right.
Yeah.
The writing was so good.
The writing was so good. And yeah, just taking this walk down memory lane is just bringing back the feelings. It's so good to see your face. The last time we saw each other was in another beautiful, great city, Paris, me, you, and
yes.
Ed. That was such a lovely time.
So much fun. Yeah. And then you had a baby and you got
and then
married.
The world shut down and I had a baby.
But it's like perfect timing, right? And I think it's so beautiful
perfect.
That you're doing this. And thank you for doing this. I think so many people will appreciate it. And I don't know why we hadn't thought of it before. It took you to sort of get it going. And I've loved
you're
that.
So sweet.
And you're such a beautiful new mom. And if you need a babysitter, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to take you on that. I want to come and see your kids too. Thank you for coming on. It was such
good.
A lovely conversation. I look up to you so much as a mom, as an actor, as a person. You're such a good human. Oh. You always brought such a real ease and grace to set or always just around you. And that's not easy. That's something from within and just the way you treated people. I could cry.
Ah, so I love
wonderful.
You so much. And I'm so happy for you. I think this is such a beautiful time in your life, you know? And I'm just so proud that you're doing this and all the work that you've done. I mean, it's
thank you.
People don't realize, you know, that even just to get you, what I appreciate right now about your doing this is that I think there's so many people that want to hear these conversations mm-hmm. and that it's not easy to get it done and you're doing it. You know what
thank
I mean?
You. I have a good team with me.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Thank
I
you.
See that. And you're doing it all and I love you so much.
Oh my God, I love you.
Beautiful new mommy and I'm here for anything and everything. Forever. So
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk very soon either way. And I can't with your kids. They're just beautiful.
Oh,
like,
thank
not
you.
Normal.
Thank you. I love
have
you
a great
so much.
Day. Safe travels.
Mwah.
Love
big
you.
Hug. Love you. Okay. Bye. I love you.
Oh my gosh. Even just listening back to that makes me tear up. Got me right in the feels with that one, you guys. Wow. Kelly, you are just so warm and kind and thoughtful, and even over video chat, your presence is like a big hug. And listeners, you're going to have to believe me on this one since you can't see, but stunningly gorgeous. I'm just very thankful for our friendship and for you coming on and just chatting with me. And I just want to thank everyone for joining me on this week's Walk Down Memory Lane. If you have any questions, feel free to tag us on Instagram, subscribe, comment, leave reviews, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I want to get Gossip Girl stories you want to know, and I want to keep it fresh and fun every week. Okay, until next time, XOXO. XOXO is produced by Propagate Content and me, Jessica Zor. Our show is executive produced by Ling Lee. Our producers are Diego Tapia, Emily Carr, and Hannah Harris. Original music by Moxie and Loon, and the episode was mixed by Seth Olansky.